There are three famous births in this week's Parsha. Many other births at the end of the Parsha. Pildash, Yidlof, all kinds of other births. But there are three famous births of three famous people. Three strange names. Almost chutzpahdikin names. First of all, which is really last of all, you have Yitzchak. That's the last of the three. Yitzchak is named after laughter. Now, I remember when I was in Ner Yisrael, used to have shmooze on Shabbos in between Mincha and Meiriv. Before Meiriv, you'd have the shmooze. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal used to give the shmooze in those days. But when he wasn't around, so I used to go to hear of Kalman Weinreb at the Mechina. And I remember one of the shmuzin was about Yitzchak, the name Yitzchak, which he said it in his inimitable fashion. He said, what kind of a name is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is like naming a kid Laffy. It's like one of the seven dwarfs. But it's worse than that. Because Yitzchak, okay, Einachanami, Avram Avinu, when he laughed, so it was a laugh of exultation. He was very, very happy about it. He totally believed it. But Sarah, there was a certain cynicism in her laugh. And she named him Yitzchak. So why bring back bad memories? The other two are even more inconceivable. Ammon and Moab. First one is Moab. Moab, to quote the great Reb David Arlovsky, naming your kid Moav is like naming your kid Mamzer. Say Belush and Nakia. How you gonna do that? She names her kid Mamzer? And Amon, okay, it's a little bit more, you know, euphemistic, more politically correct. Ben Ami, son of the tribe. Father, sister. Now, how do you do that? It's almost like they're proud of it. Yitzchak, Ammon, Moab. They're advertising these things that apparently they did wrong. But the biggest sight in learning all of the Sipurim, many of the stories, and call them that, and Sefer Bereishis, is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos that tells us in Rishonim B'nai Malachim, if the first ones were like the sons of Malachim, Anu B'nai Anoshim, then we can consider ourselves people. But V'im Rishonim B'nai Anoshim, Anu Chamayrim, if the first ones are like people, then we're on the level of donkeys. So these people, Hagam, that they made mistakes too, but they're very, very great. And if there was a certain pride, if there was a certain intent with going and naming a kid Yitzchak, which was L'cher and Avera, Ammon, Moab, naming the kid Mamzer, whatever that means, there was a certain pride here. There was a certain advertisement. And these weren't simple people. These were the grandparents of David HaMelech. And not just because there had to be a Sheikh al-Lasatan. There was a kayach there. Light had a kayach. His daughters had a kayach. Their children, Ammon Moav, had a kayach. They made it through history. So what's going on over here? What are we supposed to take from this? There's part of the parsha this week that really speaks to me in my current matzav. And that also has to do with Light and his daughters. Light and his daughters end up being in a cave. After Light runs away from Sodom, he first stop is a place called Soyar, but Light doesn't like that place. The Zohar HaKadosh says it was too close to Sodom for comfort. So it says, Vayal Light mit Soyar, that Light went up from Soyar, Vayeshev Bohar, and he lived on the mountain, Vishtei Benois of Imai, and his two daughters were with him. Because he was afraid to live in Sayar. Vayeshev b'ma'ara, and he lived in a cave. Who ushtei b'naisav? him and his two daughters. There are two kashas on this pasuk. One, the Medrash asks already, is that, what do you have to tell us that he lived in this Ma'ara? Who cares? So you're going to tell me, you know, whatever, the guy, he lived in Yerushalayim, and it's very important to know that he lived in a red brick house, or he had a house with gray aluminum siding. Who cares if he lived in a cave? Obviously, he found somewhere to have shelter. What's the inyan in a cave? And the second thing is that it's repetitious. Vayeshev Bahar v'shtei b'naisav imai, he lived on the mountain with his two daughters, and then Vayeshev b'ma'ara, they lived in the mountain, they lived in the ma'ara, hu v'shtei b'naisav. Again, we're making a point that the two daughters are with him over there in the cave. There's an episode with the two daughters in the cave. And it's a very important thing to the pasuk. It's a very important thing somehow for us to learn from. What's the cave that we're talking about? This is absolutely wild. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that this cave is a very famous cave. Later made famous by David HaMelech in Tehillim, Perek Nun Zayin. The Medrash says like this, Vayal Loit Mitzayar Vayeshiv Bohar. And then he lived in the Ma'ara, he lived in the cave. Hari Uda Amar, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Laminatseach, that David HaMelech writes, Laminatseach, Al Tishaches, don't destroy me, says David HaMelech. Le David Michtam, Bebarchoim ifnei Shaul ba Ma'ara, when David ran away from Shaul, he was in the Ma'ara. This is all part of the Perek. Amar Lefanov, David says, Ribayno Elamim, Master of the World, Ad shaloi nichtnasti l'ma'ara asisa chesed emacherim bishvili. Before I ever came into this ma'ara, you did a chesed with other people because of me. Who are those other people? You look at the Mefarshei HaMedrash? My grandparents. Loit, his two daughters. You saved them and you let them produce the next generation that I came out of. Achshav sha'ani nosin b'ma'ara, now that I'm in that same cave, when I'm in danger, I'm running away from Shaul HaMelech. Don't let me be destroyed. The zechus of the cave should stand by me. You did chesed for me here once before. You did chesed. You're going to do chesed for me once again. And therefore, David HaMelech says, "I'm not seach in the cave because of the fact that I was saved here once upon a time." Do you hear what my mouth is saying? David HaMelech says that this Ma'ara was a place which was mesugal for Yeshua. If you ask me, that cave is worse than Motel 6. What kind of a horrible place is this cave? The most perverse, horrible thing that this cave, this David HaMelech says, oh yeah, right, that's the place my Yeshua should come from. And you name your kid Amoin, and you name your kid Mayav, and this is Chusim, and Yitzchak, a little better, almost as bad. What in the world is going on over here? What's this Ma'ara that we're talking about? But maybe we can take a lesson, and take a lesson for ourselves. Lemaisa, it's been a very tension-ridden, frightening type of a week. Now, first of all, there's the, not quite elections yet that's going on in the United States. Was it an election? Wasn't it an election? Is there a president? Will there be a president? There's going to be bedlam. There's already rioting on the streets. And there are many people that are already saying, you know, this is like light in Sodom. Pack your bags. Get out of there. It's not getting any better. And just make sure, don't turn around. Otherwise, you might turn into a pillar of salt. Or if you're from the state of New Jersey, you might turn into a pillar of marijuana. And it's not good. On the other hand, not really the other hand, it's the same hand. More personal note. So I've been slapped into bidud again. this time for more reasons that are much closer to home. And it's pause to reflect. A person in a situation has to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. That's my own personal responsibility. But aside from that, there's always the thing that I've been saying over and over again. These types of situations in life, they either make you or they break you. Like we said in Shir yesterday, there's definitely the approach that if I can't go out to work, if I can't make my money, so I'm going to get depressed, I'm going to fall apart, the Chas V'Shalom people, you know, commit suicide. They fall apart. They fall apart, L'mechza Shlisha Raviya, you know, go surf the internet for 48 hours a day. It's possible, you know, whatever. But on the other hand, you have the people who, under the circumstances, they make it. It's well known that Rav Shach, during the shelling, 48, pre-48, he used to sit in a bitum. I don't know if you guys know what a bitum is. A bitum is like crawl space above the ceiling. Used it before they had machsanim. You stick stuff up there. You crawl in this bitum. You can't breathe. With a candle, and he used to learn there during the shelling. Reb Baruch Ber, it's known as Bircha Shmuel, the text of Bircha Shmuel. So he wrote it, you know, during wartime, being bombed. Can't get out. It either makes you or breaks you. When you're b'ma'ara, when you're in the cave, you have to rise to the challenge. And under the circumstances, in the time of distress, it often allows you to accomplish very, very great things. It's thinking that there's really a common denominator between these three names. Yitzchak, Sarah, let's take Sarah's part of it. Sarah was a woman in distress. She's almost 90 years old. She never had any children. Her whole life is past her. No legacy. Her maidservant, Hagar, makes fun of her. You're a loser. It's taking you 90 years. Look at me. It's terrible. And she's finally told that she's going to have a Yitzchak. And she laughs. Of course, there's a part of the laugh that we say, you know, it wasn't so. But for the most part, what's the laugh under that situation? When you're so stressed and you're so distressed and you're given that type of news, you jump out of your skin. If it's not hysterical, it's incredible. And that's what the name Yitzchak is. You're so down, and then you're like, wow! And you laugh. It's incredible. Even Sarah, the little nuance that wasn't Keseder, but for the bigger part of it, it certainly was an incredible experience. And Amon and Mayav, if you take a look at the Midrashim from the beginning to the end, whereas Light gets bashed for not watching himself. But the two daughters, the Midrashim say, will Hashem Shemayim. They thought that the world was over. And they thought that they had to be Meiser Nefesh and to do something which is so against human nature to save the world. Ad kidei kach, that they were excited about the fact that they were able to save mankind. Then they named their children to show that under circumstances which are adverse, so you have to rise to the challenge. So even though to us, with our filthy minds, it just seems like schmutz, but from where they were coming from, this was the salvation of mankind. And therefore, they advertised that you have to be Meiser Nefesh. That's the lesson that you take from all three of these names. Lot's daughters were with him on the Har and in the Ma'ara from beginning to end. Because they decided that there's going to be a rejuvenation. And we have to save the world. Again, it's a difficult period of time. For me, it's a scary period of time. But over the last 8 months, the way that I've tried to keep myself going, and hopefully a few other people with me, is by saying that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to raise us, so He gives us nisyanos. He sticks us into a cave. He lets us feel like we're living in a tempest, and we are. But He does it not so that we can fall apart. He does it so that we can rise to the challenge. And if we rise to the challenge, this Nisayan, like all others, like a Rav Baruch Ber, like a Rav Shach, oftentimes you can rise much, much higher than you would have been able to otherwise. So again, for me, it's it's painful to be back on Zoom. And especially since the room looks so nice today, whatever. They told me in the hall it doesn't look as good, but, whatever it is. But Be'ez Hashem, whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the kayach and, whatever. I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, if I'm going to get antibodies, it should be without having to pay any kind of severe price. You can daven for that. And Be'ez Hashem, as long as I have the kayach, so to keep on, keep on plowing ahead. I'll just tell you that I very, very much appreciate the guys' participation when people come in and ask questions. It keeps me going. It helps me feel like I'm still part of it as much as I can. But please keep yourselves going. That's the most important thing. And keep the life in the Beis Medrash. And make suggestions. Somebody asked me today if I'll send review sheets like I did beforehand. We can do that. Otherwise, whatever. If people don't think that it's necessary, come up with other ideas. But whatever we can do to make it over this hurdle in the best way possible. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us kayach. And in all of the wacky situations in the world, I don't know, maybe it is time to run away before you turn into a pile of marijuana. It's not such a simple situation in the world. But if you decide to stick it out, so you got to realize, it's a cave over there also. You got to be meiser nefesh to rise. But you will. And Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kayach to all rise together. Everybody have a very good Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, I look forward to seeing you again next week.